Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so Phil, there's trash along the on and off ramps. It doesn't always belong to the city. People are tossing God knows what out their windows. And so who's supposed to pick it up?
Oh, Holly, you expect to have an answer for that?
I expect it from you.
I'm going to tell you who. It's supposed to be Caltrans, but what you're talking about here isn't just, you know, every little bit hurts, you know, the fact that somebody throwing a coffee cup out a window or something from a fast food restaurant. We're talking about here is a homeless camp and homeless encampments. And in this particular one, it's in the Marina area in the University area of Berkeley. But, you know, you could drive up and down I-80 from San Leandro all the way and go forever, and you're going to be finding the same thing. Virtually on every entrance ramp or underpass now is a tug of war between the locals and Caltrans about homeless encampments. And in the last, since 2013, for example, Caltrans has tripled its budget for spending on cleanup. They're spending $12 million a year just trying to get a handle on these cleanups, and they can't. It's just overdoing them.
You know, I've watched a few of these, Phil. A couple in San Jose, a couple in Oakland, where you go into the Webster and Posey Tube under the elevated portion of 880.
No, pick your spot. Just pick your spot.
Yeah, but in some cases, they've actually put some fencing up. It looks like. Now, I don't know whether it was designed to keep the homeless out other purpose.
No, it is. It is. What we have is different sort of trip points going on here. It's not just Caltrans and the freeways. It's also BART. Mm-hmm. Where it becomes this point where we can't keep doing this, so we're going to put fencing up. And then you have cries about the idea of fencing going on. But the fencing goes up, and then the fencing breaks down, or fencing goes through it. And Holly, you have been to these camps repeatedly. You've been to these cleanups repeatedly.
Yeah.
And what happens is they go in there, and they try to get it out. It's not an easy job. It's not something you necessarily signed up for when you went to work for the city or
right.
Caltrans. And now you're having to do. What are your experiences when you go out there?
Well, you know, the rain didn't help. I mean, you would think that it would, but it makes everything wet, and so people tend to sort of hang things out. I've seen at the Cloverleaf at the Berkeley Marina, you know, the tents are all out there, and then you have them, you know, hanging out. It's like laundry or something,
right?
Because they're trying to dry stuff out.
And then it just intensifies. Now the cities push you into that area because they clean up people out of parks, and the people out of parks move to wherever there's an empty space, and it's only an empty space until somebody else comes up and tells them to move it. We are seeing a change or a shift. I'm not sure Berkeley's done this how much, but Oakland has done it, where they're starting to say, if you can't beat them, at least try to cope with them. And they're putting up toilets and wash areas and saying, now we're going to have a sanctioned camp.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, if you've been by some of the sanctioned camps, it's not any prettier.
No, and in this particular Berkeley Marina situation, even the homeless people, according to our colleagues at KPIX5, are complaining about the eyesore of the trash, because it's not just stuff from the homeless camp, it's everybody else.
You got it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.